Testing, 103, testing. Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient. This is on patient Donna Solis, S-O-L-I-S, 123 Henshaw Avenue, space 506, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-894-5424. ID is XXX XXX 9125. Date of birth is 7/28/1954. 65-year-old retired Carrier Lab Aid Pathology Sciences Medical Group. Insurance is Blue Shield California. Pharmacy is CVS Esplanade, 530-345-9009. It's addressed to Dr. Kurt E. Johnson, MD, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. This is dated April 9, 2026. You're Dr. Johnson. Donna Solis was seen on this date. Obtaining her medications at Walmart. Today we discussed the results of her blood work, her AREDS medicines authorization for her Leqembi infusions. Her last evaluation was for a wellness visit on April 1st. MR imaging of the brain was completed . She reported that Benadryl medication, quote, wires her up, unquote. Tylenol, Advil, and Aleve all cause a sense of numbness? She completed a Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N, fundoplication to correct the faulty sphincter muscle in her esophagus previously. Hysterectomy was completed in December 3rd, 2020. Pins and plates were placed in the left foot surgically. She started her Leqembi, L-E-Q-E-M-B-I, infusions in November of 2025, obtaining an infusion every 2 weeks. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams, has been given daily and was restarted in October of 2025. Montelukast-Singulair, 10 milligrams, was given daily in the PM. Fludrocasone propionate, 50 micrograms, was given one spray, one time a day, in each nostril. AREDS, all in capitals, 2 formula, 2 given daily, AM and PM, with food. IVIZIA and or Refresh Relieve Eye Drops was given one drop daily, two times a day, and more often if needed. She has been taking multiple vitamins with minerals, one daily, vitamin D, 25 milligrams, plus additional supplements. She takes niacinamide, 100 milligrams, L-methylfolate, ...1700 micrograms, 3 pills once daily, trace mineral drops, 1 to 3 drops per day. Pantothenic acid, 50 milligrams once a day. B12 methylcobalamin, 1,000 micrograms once daily. Calcium citrate with magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D3. 2 tabs daily in the evening. She's been taking her glucosamine, 1,500 milligrams, chondroitin, 1,200 milligrams, probiotic, turmeric, anti-inflammatory, 395 milligrams. She has been receiving her pneumonia shots the last in April of 2015. She received her shingles shot in September 2023 and October 2024. She received her pneumonia shot in May 2022. She experienced some pain in the arm after her shot. Colonoscopy was done. In February of 2023, flu shot. Scheduled to perform again in 2025. COVID virus injection. In October of 2025. RSV shot. In October 2024. New paragraph. She reports that she feels improved. She had an episode of flu-like illness in December of 25. She has been receiving the Leqembi infusions on a regular basis. Her last MR brain imaging completed at the Halo Imaging Center showed a stable evaluation with no evidence for amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, edema, or hemorrhage, parenthesis all capitals ARIA dash E or ARIA dash H. There was mucosal thickening seen in the right sphenoid sinus chamber with a small air fluid level in the right maxillary sinus. On December 20th, 2025. No evidence for amyloid-related imaging abnormalities were identified. Mild involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres were identified. The lateral and third ventricles were mildly enlarged. The cerebellum appeared normal for age. Her last amyloid PET CT imaging of the head was completed on May 5th, 2025. The scan was positive, indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. New paragraph. Based on her current findings and clinical examination, it is okay to continue her Leqembi infusions. New paragraph should be seen for reevaluation and follow-up and signed with my professional signature. She completed the AD8 dementia screening interview. With no significant changes, showing daily problems with thinking and memory. She completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis, capital MOCA, with a score of 30 over 30. She underwent a coronary calcium evaluation on October 27, 2023. She achieved a low score. New paragraph, Donna Solis is okay to continue her Leqembi infusions. And then sign with my professional signature. New paragraph. The next dictation is on patient Stephen Hawes, HAW. Stephen G. Hawes, H-A-W-S. Address is 437 Autumn Gold Drive, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-513-2340. ID XXX XX-1147. Date of birth is 3/31/1957. Age 64. Occupation therapist. Insurance Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS Chico, 530-345-9009. His address to Dr. Julie A. Archer, M.D. Attention Harlan W. Monahan, M-O-N-A-H-A-N-P-A, 1645 Esplanade, Suite Number 1, Chico, California, 95926-3367. Phone is 530-896-0386. Fax is 530-896-0389. The clinical indication is neurological reevaluation for findings of lower extremity neuropathy and lumbar radiculopathy. Dated October 28, 2024. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, Stephen G. Hawes, H-A-W-S, was seen today for neurological reevaluation. He indicates that there has been no change in his clinical symptoms regarding his back and leg pain. He has been referred to Dr. Clark at UCSF for reassessment and further recommendations. Motor examination of the lower extremities showed normal bulk tone and apparent strength. He reports that he does well during the day with his normal activities, but still experiences increased pain at the end of the day, an average level of 4/10. He continues taking Vicodin medication, successfully reducing his pain, allowing him to sleep. Previously, he was referred and underwent lumbar spine surgery. He feels that his symptoms have increased since his surgery. Contrast and non-contrast lumbar MRI studies have been accomplished. An electrodiagnostic testing was ordered to be completed by Dr. Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L, in Reading. His studies show evidence of a symmetrical axonal polyneuropathy and the non-progressive lumbar radiculopathy. He had positive antibody testing for both CMV and Epstein-Barr virus. He experienced good healing following his spinal surgery, with a substantial reduction in his back pain. Foot pain improved with therapy, which will be continued with gabapentin medication. He was scheduled for an additional medical trial of very low dose hydrocodone-vicodin, 1 to 2 tablets up to every 4 hours, previously effective for treatment of postoperative pain. He was last seen on February 12, 2026. MRI imaging was reviewed. From the lumbar spine, with and without contrast, comparison with previous examinations, parenthesis October 16, 2024, show no evidence of any acute fracture, no abnormal enhancement, normal marrow signal, maintenance of disc spaces, no central canal or foraminal narrowing, mild disc loss, and a 2 millimeter disc bulge at L1-L2, no spinal canal stenosis or foraminal narrowing. Bilateral facet arthropathy was seen at L2-L3. A retrolisthesis of L3 on L4. Moderate spinal canal stenosis was seen a 2 to 3 millimeter retrolisthesis at L4 on L5 and bilateral facet arthropathy. Mild spinal canal stenosis was seen with moderate bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. At L5-S1, there was a 3-millimeter retrolisthesis of L5 on S1 with arthropathy. The scan showed multi-level degenerative disc changes, associated spinal canal stenosis, and neuroforaminal narrowing. Electrodiagnostic testing was completed at Reading Spine and Sports Medicine by Dr. Joseph Purcell, D.O. presenting with numbness and tingling in the bilateral feet. The electrodiagnostic studies showed left and right fibular motor decreased conduction velocity, left tibial motor and right tibial motor nerves showed decreased conduction velocity, left serral sensory and right serral sensory nerves showed prolonged distal latency and reduced amplitude. H reflex studies indicated that the left tibial H reflex has a prolonged latency, the right tibial H reflex has a prolonged latency. EMG findings showed that the needle evaluation of the right anterior tibialis and right fibularis longus, right extensor digitorum longus, and the right flexor digitorum longus muscle showed increased motor unit amplitude, motor unit duration, and moderately increased polyphasic potentials, diminished recruitment, and moderately decreased interference patterns. This was consistent with electrodiagnostic evidence of mild to moderate sensory motor axonal neuropathy and polyneuropathy, a chronic or remote right L5 radiculopathy without evidence of acute denervation. The EMG also showed increased polyphasic potentials, diminished recruitment, and moderately decreased interference. Without evidence of electrical instability. Overall, the study showed mild to moderate sensory motor axonal peripheral polyneuropathy, chronic or remote L5 radiculopathy without evidence of acute denervation. New paragraph today, we reviewed the MRI scan results and the results of his electrodiagnostic testing showing an axonal peripheral neuropathy. New paragraph. At this time, he needs referral for pain management evaluation and treatment based on his lumbar MRI imaging findings.